is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go, your dial's set correctly to USAPrepares.com. Today's Thursday, May 10th, 2012. Broadcasting live high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A. Your classroom reaches 50 states and worldwide on the internet. There's a link to all your instructors on the website, usapreparers.com. So if you need to revisit something you heard on the broadcast, just click on usapreparers.com. usapreparers.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is at the controls in Minnesota. We're broadcasting twice daily, mornings at 10 Central and afternoons at 3 Central. Podcasts are available at any time, gcnlive.com. And there's links on the website, usapreparers.com. We're your source for practical advice and affordable solutions. Class, how many of you have been to the Department of Motor Vehicles just to find out that you waited for a half hour in the wrong line, then to find out that you needed another form or document, then to find out that you needed to get in another line first? Well, you know that no one in government has the ability to make decisions. They just apply rules. Do you want this kind of system helping you in a crisis? Do you want this well-established bureaucracy in your path to food? Or do you want to control your own destiny? This next hour's class is for you if you want to control your own destiny. You know, there's over 100 of us, and we have diverse backgrounds and specialties, and most of us don't have jobs, and we don't take direction very well. But we are passionate about what we do. So today you're going to meet another one of us, an innovator and a USAPrepares.com instructor specializing in long-term food storage, Paulette Wanatka, of Mill Street Market in Humansville, Missouri, just north of Springfield, Missouri, is our instructor for today. Welcome, Paulette.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Paulette. Now, you were at the Get Prepared Expo the last weekend in April. What was your reaction to what you saw at the expo?
Well, it was very interesting, Vincent. As you know, we've been to three expos put on by USA Prepares, and the difference from the first expo to this current expo was interesting. The first expo, people were kind of curious. They were either already into readiness and preparing, or they were curious, kind of, who are these crazy people, you know?
Meaning us.
And the second expo, we had the people who were on board, and then we had people who were interested. Maybe not quite there, but they were beyond curious. They were interested, but they weren't sold yet.
Right.
At the last expo, we had people who were on board and already actively preparing. And then we had people who were like, oh, my gosh, I'm so far behind the curve. What do I do first? They were overwhelmed with everything that needed to be done. And they were, a lot of them were overwhelmed to the point that they were really immobilized. They just weren't able to do anything. And so our goal here with our clients at Mill Street is we try to break it into pieces and take away the looming overwhelmingness of the whole project and give people one project a month, you know, or a week, however aggressive they are to work on, so that it doesn't look like an insurmountable task. And it can be done. You just have to take it in pieces.
Paulette, you know, we may take it for granted. You and I may take it for granted that this is so simple. But that's because this is a lifestyle, and we've lived this way all our lives. This is nothing new to us.
That's
but
correct.
To some people, it is new. I was talking to a young lady in Springfield, and she lives in a wonderful development. I mean, the lawns are all manicured. This is like you have arrived if you live in this development. But all the people in the development have 3 days' worth of food. And if anything goes wrong in the system, whether it be an electrical problem or whether it be a tornado or whether it be a trucker strike or whatever it is, they have 3 days' worth of food, and that's it. And, you know, their lives are really happy until they meet people like us, because then they realize how precarious their position is in terms of their survival. So, Paulette, what did you gave a seminar at the Get Prepared Expo, and you're going to be doing, I mean, this was your third event with us. What did your students learn in your food seminar, your long-term food seminar?
Well, just as an overview, we talked about why to use a bag and a bucket, the Mallard bags and the bucket, and how to stack the buckets up. In other words, how to build the bucket, what you put in the bucket, and where to keep the bucket, and then how to actually transition into using your long-term food supply. And that's the tricky part for some people, because the question I always get is, well, how do I know when the crisis has arrived? How do I know when I should open up those bags and buckets that I've sealed up? And how do I know that this isn't just a false alarm? Well, we don't know that it isn't a false alarm. We'll probably have a few false alarms before things really stay depressed, more depressed than they are. The other thing we need to realize is we are already beginning to live it, whatever it is. We know we're in inflation. We know job security is an issue. We know that food availability is becoming an issue. At least those of us in the food industry realize that the food supply has already got holes in it. And so it's important now more than ever to begin to really stock. I just got a notice yesterday that the freezing weather, late freezes up in the north, have destroyed the crops for cherries, apples, a lot of the other fruit crops that are raised in the northern part of our country, which is going to mean the prices of apple juice, apple sauce, cherries, dried cherries, all of that is going to go up. So people need to be aware and be conscious of what's happening in agriculture so that they can front load those products onto their shelves before they see the huge price increase. So it means keeping an ear to the ground and keeping an eye on agriculture, which most people aren't accustomed to doing.
And there's another component to that, and that's something that we learned in Economics 101, and that is that prices are easy to go up and they are sticky on the way down. So, for example, if we find out that apple and cherry prices go up and they work okay when they're up, they're going to be slow to come back down. They may step for longer than is necessary. So that's another component of food prices. So, Paulette, let's talk about how to do it. Let's talk about buckets of food, and let's describe what these buckets are, and then let's talk about how to prepare them, and let's talk about, so by the end of today's class, we will know how to make our own long-term storage buckets. Now, class, this is not 30 years of food storage. We're talking maybe 3 to 5, maybe a little bit more, but that's how many years we're talking about these buckets lasting. So, Paulette, let's start with the bucket itself. What does it look like? How much do they cost? How do we clean them and so forth?
Well, buckets can come in a lot of different forms. They're round buckets, square buckets, 5-gallon buckets, 2-gallon buckets, free buckets, costly buckets. And a lot of people that have already stepped into the readiness project, they are used to going to places and trying to scavenge used buckets. Bakeries, delis, things like that. And it's perfectly fine to use a used food grade bucket. Now people will say, well, why does it have to be food grade? Well, buckets, you know, plastics are made with different types of, it's not so much the resins, it's the release from the mold, the things they use to release the mold, the bucket from the mold. Mm-hmm. And the food grade release agents are more costly than the non-food grade. And so that causes those buckets to cost more. That's the reason why they make different grades of buckets. Or in the simpleness of it, that's mm-hmm. kind of where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
So buying food grade buckets whenever you can gives you an extra margin of use out of your bucket, because once you empty the bucket, you know that that bucket can be used for anything, for water storage or anything else that you want, because it's food grade. Now, to store in the bucket by itself without lining it with the Mylar bag, and we'll talk about the Mylar in just a moment, is not the ultimate way of storing your food, because all poly is not an oxygen barrier. Oxygen eventually finds its way through poly, whether it's a poly bag or a poly bucket. Now, a thin bag, it'll find its way through faster than it will a thick-walled bucket. But like food saver bags that a lot of people are vacuum sealing food in, mm-hmm. those are not long-term, because eventually the oxygen will find its way through. That's why we use the Mylar bags. And that is the same type of a product that the helium balloons are made out of, but not exactly. The bags that we use are a much heavier mill. They're a much sturdier bag, because we have to be very careful that the product we use, we can maintain the integrity of that. Once we seal the food into the bag, if we puncture that bag in any way, we will lose the seal.
Mm-hmm.
So the thinner the mill, the more risk we're at of damaging the seal. So what we're going to do when we get a bucket, whether it's a new bucket or a used bucket, the first thing you want to do is just wash it out with soap and water. Make sure it's clean, there's any dirt in it. Then what we do here for our clients at Mill Street is we take 91% alcohol, not 70%, 91% alcohol. You can buy it at, you know, any pharmacy, you know, Walgreens, wherever, you can buy 91% alcohol. And we wipe the buckets out with alcohol, and we let them sit.
Paulette, Mill Street Market. We're talking about how you can bucketize your own food for long-term storage and save money. We'll be right back. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 10th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1592.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1632.61, $816.31 for a half ounce, or $408.15 for a quarter ounce. That's $1632.61, $816.31, and $408.15.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We're talking with Paulette Winatka of Mill Street Market, Highway 13, Humansville, Missouri. That's Mill Street Market. And if you'd like to go directly to her website, it's millstreetmkt.com. That's millstreetmkt.com. millstreetmkt.com. There's a link to Paulette's website on our website, usaprepares.com. And if you'd like to call, 417-754-8787. 417-754-8787. You can talk with her directly right after the broadcast about bucketizing your own food. The buckets that we've been talking about, class, you've typically seen them. They look like the, if you go to one of those home improvement stores, paint comes in them, they're 5 gallons. But we're not recommending that you use those kind, the non-food grade. But you have seen them in white, and they may be food grade if they're in white. Typically 5 gallons with a lid, and Paulette is saying that you can buy them new. You can sometimes get them free from a bakery and wash them out because they've had frosting or something like that in them. And you clean them out, scrub them out with soap and water, and then use 91% alcohol to finish the cleaning of the buckets. Paulette, let's take it from there.
Okay, well, now you've wiped the buckets out with alcohol. You've let them sit for a few hours or maybe overnight. Now you're ready to fill them up. This is where you line them with the Mahler bag, and you can use a couple of different mills as long as some are heavier than others. Just be sure you get an adequate mill. Maybe like a four mill would be a good size bag to use. Mm-hmm. You set that in the bucket and kind of push it around the edges, and it'll stick up quite a ways. And then you put your food product right in the Mahler bag. And we'll talk in a little bit about exactly what you might want to put in that bucket. But for right now, let's just say you fill the bucket with beans. And let's say pinto beans. You can get about 37 pounds of pinto beans, maybe 35, depends on how good you are at shaking down the bucket, in a 5-gallon bucket. Once you get that that bucket full, and you want to leave maybe about an inch and a half because you're going to have to be able to fold the top of the bag down, then you're going to put your oxygen absorbers in there. And you're going to use about 1,500 cc's of oxygen absorber. They come in 1-gallon sizes, like 100 cc's and 500 cc's and 1,000 cc's. So you can buy different size oxygen absorbers. Just make sure that your multiple of oxygen absorbers are going to give you about 1,500 cc's of oxygen absorber. You lay those on top, not on the bottom. You lay them on top of your food. Put any other material in there. If you want to put recipes in there, you want to put any information about the food that's in the bucket, now is the time to do it. Then you're going to pull your bag kind of taut across the top, and it has seams, so you're going to pull it, you know, so it's straight across the seams. The easiest way for the homeowner to do it is to lay a 2x4 across the bucket that extends past the sides of the Mallard bag, and then heat a regular home iron up on cotton with no steam. And once it gets hot, you just iron the Mylar bag within about an inch from the end. And when you get it almost to the end, then you kind of push out as much of the extra air that you can, and then finish sealing the bag, fold the top down inside the bucket. I like to put another label at that time, either right on the Mylar bag with a permanent marker, or put a piece of paper in there that tells you what's inside the bucket, and then you put the lid on, label it on the outside, and it's good to be put away in whichever storage area you've selected. Storage is kind of a tricky thing for a lot of people. It's like, where do I put all of these buckets? Because if you're going to try and put food away for, let's say, a family of four for 6 months, 12 months, 24 months, you've got a lot of buckets.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's a challenge for sure. So you need to really strategize where you're going to put types of product.
Let's talk about that when we come back. Where do you put the buckets? What kind of temperature do you store them? At Paulette Winatka, Mill Street Market, Humansville, Missouri. MillStreetMKT.com. I'm Vince Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today, God, you're
take my
when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
We're talking about long-term food storage with Paulette Winotka of the Mill Street Market, Humansville, Missouri. Paulette is a USAPrepares.com instructor, and she has given multiple seminars at the expos. She's been to every one of our expos, and she has been at the meetups, which are Friday night Ziggy's at the Lamplighter, corner of Sunshine and Glenstone. This Friday night, tomorrow, Mike Ma is going to be talking about how to negotiate for your life, advanced techniques. So if you're interested, it's on the website, usaprepares.com. It's all free. Just go to Ziggy's at the Lamplighter, corner of Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri, 5:30. That's when the class fellowship begins, 6 o'clock, the seminar. What about hostage? If someone in your family is taken hostage and you're there, what do you do? How does it work? What if you're taken hostage? What do you do? How does it work? It's all free. Ziggy's at the Lamplighter tomorrow night. Sunshine in Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. Paulette, is from Mill Street Market. She teaches a fabulous seminar on long-term food storage, and that's what we're doing right now. We're learning about long-term food storage. Paula, you talked about putting food, and right now we're talking about pinto beans, putting them in 5-gallon buckets with Mylar bags, oxygen absorbers, squeezing out the air, sealing the bags with a hot iron set to cotton, using a 2x4 across the top of the bucket. Now, where do we store these buckets? What kind of temperature do we have to worry about? And how do we get the maximum life out of these buckets?
Well, that's the biggest challenge for most of us. And first I'd like to say is don't let the fact that you may not have the perfect place to put your bucket stop you from preparing for the future. The best place to store your buckets is someplace that's dry and cool. Now, dry, you know, it's obvious, even though they're in plastic, we want a nice dry environment. You also want an environment that's the best you can, that's protected from rodents. A lot of us have basements or cellars, and, you know, those little furry critters like to get down there. So be sure you do something for pest control wherever you have your bucket stored. And if you do have a basement or a root cellar, it's typically going to be cool. Any place underground is a good place. We don't all have that. So let's talk about a couple places in your house that are not a good place to put your bucket, and that is in an attic. Temperatures in your attic can get like 105 degrees, and that is not good for things like beans and wheat and dehydrated vegetables. I've had people ask me about storing them under their house, like in the crawl space of their house. And if that's the only place you have to put your buckets, then that's where I would put them. I try to keep them up off of the dirt by either putting pallets down or, you know, something so they're not just sitting right down in the dirt. But we have a lot of clients who store their food under their house. It's all they have.
Sure.
Things like salt and sugar are not really affected by hot or cold. Cold isn't a problem for things like rice and beans and pasta. If those things freeze, it's not going to hurt them. It's the high temperatures that will tend to devalue the food quality. Sugar and salt, you can stick those out in your garage. You just don't want them anywhere where you have fuel stored, you know, gasoline or kerosene or something like that. So you can even set your, you know, your buckets of salt and sugar out in the shed if it gets hot or cold, no problem. And be sure that you store plenty of salt and sugar because, you know, you can't go just dig salt up out of the ground around here. If you
That's
live
right.
in Utah, you might, but not around here. So you do want to keep those things stored up as well and not to overlook them. I know a few people who actually have dug some holes in the ground and put plastic, it has to be plastic, not metal, 55-gallon drums in the ground. And then stored their food in those. And rather than having them in 5-gallon buckets, they used the 1-gallon Mylar bags and then layered those in the 55-gallon buckets, 55-gallon drums. And we do have Mylar liners for 55-gallon drums also. So that gives you an additional seal on that drum. You put the bag in the drum, you put your Mylar loaded bags, you know, with your like 1-gallon sizes of food in the 55-gallon drum bag, and then seal those. And then when you put the lid on, you want to be sure that you put, you have to be careful, you don't put too much silicone on it or you won't get the lid off. But maybe the last couple of rings, you know, threads where it screws on, and then put some plastic over the top of that, and then put the dirt on top of that. And that is a way to get your food underground. It's a little unconventional, but it does work. And it is an option. One thing about having your food underground is if you your house gets hit by a tornado, your food's probably going to still be there. So that's not a bad thing to do. It's just in Missouri, you're probably going to be digging through a lot of rock.
You're not kidding.
That's a job to put the teenage boy on when he's been doing his homework.
Yeah, Paulette, what would you rather do, homework or dig this hole? And the homework is always going to win, especially in Missouri, because of the rocks. Paulette, at the next expo in November, I'm going to be serving popcorn. And this is popcorn that was put in long-term storage, exactly the way you're talking about it, in 1996. So we're going to get a chance to see how long-term food storage really works at the next Get Prepared Expo, which is
now,
the first weekend.
Stored in the ground, or is this just stored somewhere else?
No, this was stored in a very cool, dry location, exactly what you're talking about, in 5-gallon buckets, all sealed, you know, the way you're talking about it. So we're going to get a chance to see how that works in a commercial popcorn popper at the Get Prepared Expo in November here in Springfield, Missouri.
Well, I'll be in line to try that.
Yeah, and, you know, popcorn was a lot less expensive than it is now, probably half the price, at least half the price. Paulette, can we talked about this being that we were going to use pinto beans as an example, and I'd like to talk about some other foods that we can put in the bags. But first, can we talk about just generally the price of these buckets? What does, if someone were to buy five-gallon buckets, what would the approximate cost be that they would find wherever they happen to be?
Oh, wow. That's a tricky question, Vincent. It depends on what you're putting in the bucket.
No. I mean, what's the cost of the bucket?
Oh, just of the bucket. Just an empty bucket?
An empty bucket. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, if you buy brand new buckets, they run about $15 a piece.
Is that with a lid?
That's a brand new bucket with a new lid.
Okay. Now, these lids have gaskets, and you use a rubber mallet to hit them down. And then you can get a tool that's like a can opener, but it's a big plastic can opener that will pry these lids off. So, and how much does that cost?
A lid lifter will run about $6 to $8, depending on which style you get. And you really do need one, or you'll say a lot of bad words trying to get those lids off.
Right. So the buckets are about $15 with the lid. Now, that gets you a bucket. Then the oxygen absorbers, what will they cost for one 5-gallon bucket's worth of food?
About $2.50, give or take a little.
Okay, so that's insignificant.
About $2.50 for the oxygen absorbers. Your Mylar bags are going to run you between $2 and $3. Here we sell them. If you buy a dozen, they're $25. If you buy them individually, they're $3. And then we also offer a really nice used bucket, because there's nothing wrong with used buckets. And we have a source where we've been able to buy used buckets that had soft drink syrup in them.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And we sell them for $7. It's a used bucket and a new lid.
And you want a new lid because the gasket may be damaged or compromised from the previous use.
Yeah, these buckets are just one-time use, and they just had syrup in them, and they're clean.
Great.
And we use them all the time.
Okay. Paulette, I'd like to make one comment, and then I'd like to talk about what else we can put in these buckets. The comment is, class, regardless of what you put in the buckets, it should be what you're going to eat. There is no sense in putting something in a bucket that you don't like.
Oh, so absolutely.
If you don't like pinto beans, just forget it. Don't do it. Put food in that you're going to like, and then rotate your stock so that you actually do make new buckets and use up the old ones. So you just don't want to keep storing and storing and storing, because eventually it's going to go bad. Now, let's talk about what we can put in those buckets. And if we have time, I'd like to ask Paulette why we need to use oxygen absorbers or nitrogen or CO2. Why we need to do that and not just pack and seal with the existing air in there. So let's talk about what we can put in there, and then let's talk about why we need to get the oxygen out.
Okay. Well, The obvious choice to put in the buckets, everybody reads about it, is grain and beans because they're dry, they store well,
mm-hmm.
and you can get a lot of food value in a little bit of space.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of different kinds of beans besides, you know, pinto beans. There's, you know, navy beans and lentils, which aren't truly a bean. They're a legume, but we think about them in the bean category. Split peas, and then different kinds of rice. You can, you know, jasmine rice and regular, you know, long grain rice. Now, brown rice does not store well. And I'm fully aware that brown rice is a more nutritional choice than white rice.
Mm-hmm.
However, because it's so high in oil content, the oil tends to go rancid. So it's difficult to store brown rice for more than, you know, a year or a year and a half.
Paulette Winnatka, Mill Street Market. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We're going to talk some more about what else we can put in these buckets when we come back. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standard for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hempusa.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I am at the controls, and Paulette Winotka is with me. Mill Street Market. That's MillStreetMKT.com, Humansville, Missouri. 417-754-8787. 417-754-8787. There's a link on the website, USAPreparers.com. She's an instructor at the Get Prepared Expo. She's been to the meetup. She's a seminar leader. She teaches us about long-term food storage, how to do it for ourselves. And it absolutely works. Paulette, when we store food, if we're storing 5 gallons of pinto beans or 5 gallons of split peas, that's a heck of a lot. What is the suggestion that you have for once you open one of these buckets, maybe having other smaller pouches or Mylar bags of other items in the same 5-gallon bucket. So you have a variety, so you just don't have to eat 5 gallons worth of pinto beans in a short time.
Yes, and we're big on that here at Mill Street, Vincent. We build what we call meal-friendly buckets, and you can do a couple of different things. You can take small Mylar bags and put, like we have one that's probably about a quart size, and you can put all different types of beans, you know, in different bags, and rice and pasta, and you can also put in dehydrated vegetables. We have a beautiful dehydrated carrot and also dehydrated potatoes that are both grown and processed right here in the U.S. All the beans that we use and rice and wheat are all grown here in the U.S. We do really try to get non-imported food as much as we possibly can. But as you're building the buckets, think about what you're going to be cooking. And then add, if you have a bucket that has just assorted different types of beans in it, and you can even use poly bags for this. If you've put, let's say you have 6 different kinds of beans your family likes, you can put them in poly bags or Ziploc bags. Make sure you poke a little hole in it layer them in the bucket, because when you put the oxygen absorber in, it's going to suck the oxygen out of those bags. You just don't want to seal those bags tight. You want to have a little hole in it so the oxygen absorber can take out the oxygen, because the bugs can't live without oxygen. And then in that bucket, also put bags of salt, of maybe some dehydrated celery, some dehydrated onions, different, see if you use cumin or chili powder, pepper, different ingredients that you typically use when you cook for your family. And we do the same thing with oatmeal. We have an oatmeal bucket where it has quick oats, and then it has 2 pounds of brown sugar. It has about a half an ounce of cinnamon. It has some salt. It has some small little tubes of instant milk, powder, so you can make milk to put on them. And you can even put, say, a can of canned butter, like Red Feather canned butter, in that bucket and seal it up. When you open it, you actually have everything you need in that bucket to prepare oatmeal for your family, or to prepare beans, or if you're doing pasta buckets, put in things like dehydrated tomato powder, which you can use to make spaghetti sauce, and of course all of your Italian seasonings. You can put powdered cheese in there so that you can make macaroni and cheese. And you have all these in separate bags inside the Mylar bag, all sealed up. When you open it, you have a meal. And you do the same thing with rice, and you can put bouillon cubes in, you know, like, oh, and dehydrated chicken or chicken bouillon or beef bouillon, along with different dehydrated vegetables.
Long-term food storage, you can do it yourself. Paulette Winotka, Mill Street Market. Food Storage 101. Paulette, we're gonna have you back for Food Storage 102, 103, 104, 105. We'll just keep going because there's so much to learn about how to do it. I'm Vince Finelli, USAPrepares.com. Thank you so much, Paulette. We'll have you back again and again. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Coming up, Alex Jones.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.